We're talking today with Donnell Rehagen, the Chief Operating Officer for the National Biodiesel Board. Donnell, of course, you have the big National Biodiesel Conference and Expo coming up end of this week. Tell us a little bit about the highlights, what people should expect to see out in San Francisco.
Yeah, we're very, very excited this year to be in San Francisco. San Francisco is probably one of the leading large cities in the United States as far as support of biodiesel. In fact, they're almost their entire municipal fleet runs on a B20 blend, so we're excited to be there and excited to have our guests as we do annually. The conference is going to kick off, as it always does, on Saturday. We have a golf tournament. Very interesting this year, we're going to be playing at Harding Park, which happens to be the home to the 2009 President's Cup. So our attendees will have a chance there to play a very unique course in a year when it'll be hosting a PGA event. So that's Saturday. Sunday, we get into some of the workshops and sessions. We'll start on Sunday, and as we've always had, we'll welcome all of our attendees Sunday afternoon at a reception in conjunction with the Super Bowl. So last year we had about 1,500 people at that Super Bowl party reception in Orlando, and we'll do that again in San Francisco. So we're excited about that. Monday we have our general session. We'll kick off, and we'll talk about several of the topics. This year one of our main themes is sustainability, and so we've in fact added a track of sessions regarding sustainable issues, trying to offer more opportunities to address that topic with our attendees.
In fact, even a little bit pre-conference, there's going to be a sustainable biodiesel summit, right?
There is, and this will be the second year in a row that we've done this. We've hosted the Sustainable Biofuel Summit, which is actually a whole other group of folks interested in biofuels and the sustainability of those. We actually host that for them, providing them the space to meet and convene and discuss those topics, and our CEO and our chairman of our board will be addressing that group on Saturday afternoon as well.
That's really become the buzzword, hasn't it, with biodiesel, also with the other biofuels out there, making sure that these are sustainable energy sources.
It sure has, and it's a right thing to be talking about. Biofuels, biodiesel specifically, has always been viewed as being environmentally friendly, primarily when you're talking about the emissions and those sorts of things. We also want to make sure that we're always friendly to the environment in the production and distribution of biodiesel. So it's a very appropriate thing to be talking about.
What are the other highlights that we'll see at the conference? I know you've got some big-time entertainers coming in as well.
We do. We primarily focus, though, on our educational tracks, and as always, we'll have about 40 or 50 sessions, different sessions that attendees can take part in to learn more about the marketing aspects, the regulatory aspects, technical aspects of biodiesel. But, yeah, this year we're going to be joined by a couple of guests. Melissa Etheridge is a big supporter of biofuels and biodiesel, and she'll be joining us on Tuesday at our general session and be participating in that session. And Daryl Hanna will again be joining us. She's actually been to every one of our conferences, participated in every one of ours, and she again is a big biofuel, biodiesel supporter. In fact, this year, since we're in San Francisco, close to her hometown, she's going to be driving down in her biodiesel-powered El Camino, and she'll be we'll have that El Camino on display in our expo hall. So.
And of course, as you mentioned, you know, it's nice to have the big names come out there support biodiesel, but you have a lot of smaller names out there who are going to be big contributors to this as well. I'm sure with a different maybe the side venues that you have, some of the other events going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of good talent, a lot of smart people that are here to talk about the important issues impacting the renewable fuel industry and specifically biodiesel. We're just fortunate to have a lot of people who are interested and spend a lot of time doing whether it's technical research or otherwise to help to move the industry forward. And so we'll be hearing a lot of good information from them and as what's new and current affecting biofuels, biodiesel. Yeah, and we'll let you in on a little secret. We expect a presentation from the folks at the University of Idaho who've done a lot of research into the production of biodiesel and consistently look at the energy balance. In fact, they came to our conference last year and updated the information to show even a better energy balance for biodiesel. And we are understanding they will be presenting new and improved data that will show an even higher amount of energy balance for biodiesel. So we're excited about that.
It sure sounds like it's backing up a lot of things that we've heard for a while now, too, that biodiesel is getting better and better quality-wise, performance-wise.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when you look at the energy balance, a lot of that, a lot of the reason things are getting better is there's a lot more research going on to the production of biodiesel, but also a massive improvement in the way that feedstocks are produced, soybeans and so on. So improvements there in farming have helped to improve the energy balance of biodiesel.
Donnell, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about the upcoming conference, and I guess what you hope to bring away from it?
Yeah, there's still plenty of time. You know, we're heading out of here to the conference tomorrow and through the weekend to get there in time. But folks who want to attend are still welcome to do so. They can register on site. We just very much appreciate the opportunity to bring the biodiesel industry of the United States together. I say United States, but in the past we've had 40 to 50 other countries represented at our conference. So it's become almost as much of an international event as a national event, but a great opportunity to bring a lot of great minds and people who are interested in biofuels and biodiesel together to talk.
Donnell Rehagen with the National Biodiesel Board. Thanks again.
Thank you.